My God, Fleming. If I never see another spud again. I think the only variation we haven't had is raw.
I agree. Poor fare, isn't it? I think I'd happily commit murder for something decent.
Any menu in particular?
Kedgeree, I think.
Really? I thought your flat was renowned for its gourmet evenings.
Myth, old chap. Plain English fare's the order of the evening, Chef Fleming. Kedgeree, bangers and mash, maybe.
I might forego the mash.
Point taken. Here comes our jailer.
Rile him, Ian.
What?
Rile him. Get under his skin.
Gentlemen, I trust the meal is up to your high standards.
By anyone's standards, Kronstein, that was far from being a decent meal. In England, the condemned are supposed to eat a hearty meal.
A pointless privilege, Mr. Fleming. After all, why waste good food on those who are about to die?
It shows a certain amount of style, I suppose. Joie de vivre, if you will.
Again, we disagree. Style is a waste of resources.
And joie de vivre?
Unnecessary.
You've certainly mastered that, Kronstein.
What do you mean, Mr. Gardner?
Since my arrival in this fair country of yours, I think I've encountered one smile, and one smile alone.
Really? Where did you encounter this smile?
I'm a bit loath to tell you. I'm sure random acts of friendliness are frowned upon.
Gentlemen, would you excuse me? I have to make arrangements for your death.
Not joining us for pudding, then? I feel sure the dessert du jour will have a potato theme to it.
I will have the last laugh, gentlemen. When you have finished your meal, please return to the compartment. And please remember that you are in the heart of the Soviet Union on a train filled with my agents. Any attempt at escape would be futile.
I say, Garnet, I thought it was my job to be rude.
We have to escape, Fleming.
Excellent. How? He just told us it was futile. And why the change of tune?
Kronstein isn't going to change his mind. I suspect he needs to curry favour with his superiors after our escape, and we're his path to that. Thus, we either sit here and await our fate, or we at least try to make life difficult for him.
Excellent. How are we to achieve this?
That's actually as far as I'd got.
What? That's useless.
Well, actually, I had noticed one other thing.
And that is?
Kronstein is fairly easy to rile.
Not sure how that helps.
I just think he might let his guard down when riled.
That's a bit thin, old chap.
Have you anything to add?
Point taken. Mea culpa, by the way, again.
Granted, Ian. In fact, the more this plays out, the more I feel it's not your fault at all.
Not sure I follow.
Something Miss Klebb said.
Which was?
That she and Miss Romanova knew quite a lot about both of us before we even arrived. They knew about your family being in banking, mine being in publishing, etc.
That's a bit paranoid, William.
Is it? They put those engineers on trial for nothing.
Still a bit of a stretch, I'd have thought.
I don't know.
Anyway, before we head back, what should we have for pudding? I'm curious to see how they work spud into dessert.